The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is. Hold on, man. I need to really verify Tuesday. I knew Tuesday.
Had to verify already.
I had to look down the corner of the screen. It is March 19th, 2026.
No, the hell it ain't either. But pretty close.
I meant May. I'm looking right at it, too. I'll tell you what. I just got a concerning email, so it kind of threw me off. I have no idea what it's about, but it's very, like,
oh, no.
I think it's to another person in the company.
Okay. Yeah, there is exactly another Matt Harris in the company.
What?
Because I've done that before. I've emailed him by mistake.
Wow.
I actually gave him Odyssey points by mistake.
Bastard.
And he didn't do S to deserve them.
That's why I didn't get the socks.
I think he works like in Pennsylvania.
That's a quote on something. So I'm like, whoa. Whoa. Even to tell you what it's for?
Yeah.
You've already said his name now.
His name was, let me look around.
Pat
Murdoch's his name.
No, quit looking at the news. Don't say his name was Murdoch. Damn, look away from the TV.
We were watching A-Team. That's what it was.
His name was Donald Trump. No, turn the news off.
His name was Harpulitan.
Oh, that's his lawyer.
His name was Ronald Frump.
Ronald Frump.
That was quick. That might be an alias.
Yeah, Ronald Frump. And
somebody you hooked up with in high school.
No. Oh, God.
I remember Ron.
Hey, Ronald Frump.
I remember him.
He was Frump in all the right spots.
I also went out with a guy named Hercules Clump.
Not the fat black kid from the movies.
Hercules. I used to say that while I was making love to me.
Oh, Herky.
I'd go, Herky.
And I would say, are you the fat black kid from the movie?
It's like, no, woman, I'm white. I had her blindfolded. I mean, I was blindfolded.
What?
Hercules.
Herky jerky.
Quit talking, woman. Shut up.
I'm about to get one now. Come on.
Oh, my God.
It was Mr. T from A-Team.
Oh, what do you want me to do with this gravy? Because they're cooking. They're in the kitchen.
Yeah, we're having brunch. Biscuits and gravy.
French.
Taste a biscuit. Taste a biscuit.
God,
my honey sauce.
Do I have it? I hope to God I never deleted it.
Taste the honey sauce.
Lick my biscuit.
Lick my biscuit and my honey sauce. Yeah.
We just caused a nightmare.
And
I'm
Ronald
sure.
Frump. I hear you.
Hi, Ronald.
Me too.
You broke my heart.
I never supported Me Too.
Me three. He, them, they five.
Wow.
Is this it? This might be it. I don't know, though.
Jesus is a biscuit. Won't let him sop you up.
Nope.
No, that's not
that's
it.
Good.
That is a good message, though. Jesus is a biscuit. Let him sop you up.
I love it.
Sop me up, Lord.
Sop me up, Lord.
Now I got to go look for it because I want to hear it. Taste the biscuit.
Taste the biscuit of my honey sauce. You know what? I wish I could tell you the name of the artist. It's like Moose and Boots or something.
Moose and Boots.
Puss
that was
and
an
boots.
Old restaurant in Pelzer.
Where was it?
Pelzer.
Really?
Moose. It's right up there with Chicken Wing. Hot Dog and Bologna.
Have you not found it yet, really?
Well, there's a 3-minute version and there's a short.
So
let me try it with the short here and see if that works.
There you go.
Biscuit with the honey sauce. Don't get that honey sauce on me. I don't like the way it tastes with my chicken wings.
Toasters and moose.
Toasters and moose.
Oh, yes.
That's close.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
I said moose and boots.
Moose and boots.
Taste the butter spread.
Are they in a thrift store?
Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the butter spread.
Ooh. You don't
Eat
care.
Your butter spread all on me. I don't like the way it mixes with my mac and cheese.
Woman's eating some wild stuff
she
for
does.
Breakfast.
It's when you're at KFC.
She's moving around, too.
You got that special sauce to stir my curiosity.
She's moving those hips.
It's got the organ solo in a minute.
Just give me a five-piece meal. Oh, what a deal. A big old box, it's all for me.
You think she was trying to sell this to, like, Bojangles
or something?
Probably.
Not the pee one, but the restaurant.
Your butter sauce.
Oh, that sounds good.
Taste the biscuit.
Taste the biscuit.
That's by Paige and Drinkwater. It's our new band.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that dude, Warren Treaty. Maybe it's him.
Yeah, that's a man and woman. I've told you humpteen times. I don't know which one's Warren, which one's Treaty.
Well, when they hug, it looks like one person.
It does. Oh, it does. God. It looks like the black kid from Nutty Professor. It all comes back to it.
Hercules.
Oh, Hercules.
I got to see what he's up to now. He might be ripped up and he's probably a bodybuilder somewhere.
I hope so.
God, that would be awesome. Wouldn't it be great if he was dating, like, Precious? That would be cool.
Because that's what happened to...
I bet he's skinny now. I'm going to vote he's thin now and got his life under control. Paige, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. That sounds,
Paige says he's dead.
I say he's physically fit.
He died in South Central during the riots.
Oh, hang on a second.
It's in Compton.
Okay, well, wherever the riots happened. There's riots all over. I mean, it's not just California anymore. Paris has them. London.
If this is the right guy, he's 42 years old, and he is not skinny.
There ain't no way that Hercules is 42 now. Well, God, I bet he is. How long has that movie been out, Nutty Professor?
It came out in 1996.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. My mother and father loved that movie. They really did. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Now it says he lost weight, but every picture I pull up, he's big.
Oh, man.
Hercules.
Says here he's now wrapping his big X the plug.
No, the large.
That's not him. Wow.
He's Jamal Mixon. No, he's... Okay, little Hercules was his brother.
Wait a minute. There was more than one Hercules? I'm talking about the one that almost choked at the kitchen scene. Beside Mama.
Now I'm confused. There's two.
Oh, it was like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
And I guess there was a little Hercules in one of the movies.
God, there was a body double. You know, if he had eaten a little more, that could have been Webster. That could have been his comeback right there. That could have been Emmanuel Lewis.
All right, Jamal Mixon. That's the one who's Hercules.
Jamal Mixon.
Let me double check.
Sounds like a NFL player, doesn't it?
It does.
That's him. He's 42, and he's big. He's big.
Wow.
We love Hercules. Not the cartoon, but the big black kid from the movie.
Wide, not tall.
We love big black kids everywhere.
We love all kids.
We love all kids, but the big black ones we love the most.
Wow. We should do that every day. Find a movie character. What happened to them? Isn't that fun? What's that sound in the background?
I don't know.
It sounds like someone's flatlining in a hospital room nearby.
Let me try something real quick.
It's not annoying. I just heard it.
Yeah, that's my mic.
Okay, let's turn your mic off.
I feel like it's never going to get better. Like, we can offer oral sex to the engineers, and it still wouldn't get better.
Paige, get your neighbor up here.
I know. Right? He's dying to practice.
I haven't seen him.
He's dying. He's just like, I'm ready to speak in tongues, baby.
They're like, hey, I got some lotion over here if we can work something out with a mic.
Oh my God.
Paige, do you move Fat Boy stuff? He was in here griping this morning about that. Not griping.
I leave it there.
I would like to get to the bottom of it.
He was mentioning that his stuff is moved.
There's only two people it could be.
This is his side. I don't need anything over here. It's all over there.
Then it's got to be the Stone Man. Ah! I move it all. So what, fatty?
Except I do.
It could have been a Stone Man. You don't know it was the Stone Man.
I
it
do.
It could have been a caveman, for all you know.
Use the hand sanitizer before I go to touch that board and when I'm done.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Because that's just what I do.
Look, if that's your method, I won't get mad. You know, I could take offense to it, but I won't. It's not like I'm working the pots in my bag over here, you know?
Well, I go in other studios. It's kind of like not spreading germs. You know what I'm saying?
For some reason, it's very gay, but I just visualized you doing that.
I mean, it would be tough.
Moving the volume up and down with your testicles. And I don't want to see that at all. It's confusing.
I wish I had testicles that I can move the volume.
I'm a little quicker.
Pump up the volume.
A little quicker with the fingers. So it must be the Stone Man. The biggest thing is when the computer gets shut down, I've got so much stuff I have to have open.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that. I just sign out.
I'm like, and I know the engineers want you to sign out, but I'm like, just lock it. Help me out. Just lock it.
Lock it down.
Yeah. Don't sign me out because it's so much.
Maybe put a little. See, this is something that.
So much I got to open.
when I used to, you know, do the printing delivery stuff, you know, there would be people that would use my equipment at the and I hated it because, yeah, like, why does it each shift get their own equipment? And I know that makes no sense, but why is it? How about do this? Not you, but this is what I would think. Go into your station, take a picture of it with your phone, and then the next morning come back and look at it and see what's been moved. And then you get kind of, because put it back as it was when you got there is what I would always say about any job.
Yeah, I mean, like the keyboards being over here, it's not a huge deal. I can move them or whatever.
Right.
But the computer's the biggest. We tried something similar years ago where if you wanted to print, everybody had their own number.
Mm.
Well, some people would forget their number and, hey, can I use your number to print? I'm like, well, they track it.
That was me.
Like, so now they're tracking all my copies. And I can't print anymore because, you know, I'm out.
Xerox actually is a government
And we couldn't use yours because you couldn't remember the damn number.
I still don't know it.
I do move
it. I print off yours still.
I do move the keyboard, but I put it back.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're not the last shift in here, so.
Well, I want it to stop.
It's me. It's all me. Fatty, it's been me the whole time.
I moved the little mouses and keyboards.
It's like somebody moving into an apartment complex, and y'all had the pool chairs facing the sun, and then this son of a gun comes in and faces them away from the sun. I don't want to get burned. He just moved in. What are you doing?
It's like a big party in here in the afternoons. It's the Stone Man dance party.
Yeah. Between the Stone Man dance party and the page photo shoots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't done one in a while.
Somebody asked on the video, I think it was Jimmy Harper from the Black River Rebels, that said, are you guys in a sex dungeon when you do these videos?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the red lights in the cage.
Yeah. I love it. It you would think that it would be kind of like not peaceful and churning of like good conversation or whatever. And if you've listened to recent shows, it's not. But if you look, no, I'm just kidding. But it's kind of like a dungeon kind of look. But I like it though.
I'm used to it now.
I like the darkness. Like I would change it all dark, but you know you like it bright.
Yes.
If you go back and look at old videos and pictures.
Enough about your Tinder page.
Versus the white walls. Well, that sucks.
Never been on Tinder.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. Well, yeah. I like it. I like it. But you want that continuity. So at least you know. That's what I'm going to email Stone Man right now in your name. Give me your email address. I'm going to say leave his stuff alone.
Say look, just don't shut the computer down.
That's all. That's all. Is he like a big hippie though? Like save the power.
I think he might be.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, sometimes he likes it dark in the hole upstairs.
Yes. Yes. Like, yeah. I'll say that. When
that's relaxing.
I like to see where I'm going.
If Mark is, on vacay, or, because he never says vacation, by the way. It's just vacay.
He's on holiday.
Like, he is the lover of shortening words. I love the way, like, I think he invented rom-com. I'm pretty certain of that. I had to tell him the other day, you have to say full homosexual, though. You have to say the full word.
You got to.
You have to.
You can't use any of the slang either.
Not a lot. I didn't say that to him, though. He kept doing it anyway. No, I'm kidding. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything like that. But just take a picture and then just, you know, put it back. Luckily, where I'm at, like, nobody wants to sit right here because it's in the, you know, the...
You're in the splash zone there, buddy.
I sat out behind it. I don't even have a TV anymore. What was I about to say?
Yeah, I got moved over here, and it still doesn't work.
Yeah. It's now just a digital sign for Rob Inario.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
But it always times out, so we have to use it when we're on video or when somebody's in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know.
I don't want to say where I work, but I work at a restaurant that has two shifts. I cook, and when I come back for some reason, and I found out later why, the other cook is left-handed, so he moves all the stuff to the right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought he was, like, stealing a spatula or his little butter brush.
See, I have a daughter who's left-handed, so I can, you know, I can, I have to. But, yeah, yeah.
Go away. She's, like, just does everything left-handed? Not like a Phil Mickelson type situation?
Do you have left-handed scissors? Because that used to drive me crazy.
I don't think so.
My mom had them, and my brother was left-handed. I was the only righty in my family.
Really? So I used to think left-handed people were all British because of driving on the wrong side of the road kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I really thought it was something about the equator. I was a moron. But I really, like, that was my thing. Like, that and why does the water go backwards, you know? When you flush,
why does it go backwards?
Because something about the damn equator, right? Not backwards, but it goes the opposite direction.
That's got to mess with you. If you take a dump in Australia,
it just starts spinning. I would think that.
Does that smell mite? Yeah.
you smell possessed in there.
Sorry, did you say stalemate? Mite? I said smell mite. Stalemate, smell mite.
It smells like smell 14 mite. Blooming onions in there.
My God, it sounds like you took a big crap.
Crikey, did you take a crappy?
Well, you should have left that back in your own country.
Ew.
Don't bring that down here.
How many shrimps on the barbie? Hercules.
I can't believe Hercules is still fat.
Paige,
we have to do an intervention.
Make AI, recreate the scene from the Nutty Professor.
Oh my God.
With Dusty Rhodes as all characters, please. Hercules, that's my baby, Hercules.
This is interesting how this happens because she'll type it in word for word, but sometimes it'll work and sometimes it won't.
Sometimes it won't because copyright.
I thought it's not between the crack of your ass, baby.
I can do that now because my son's married to a black lady. I can do that.
Yeah.
By marriage, I can do that.
By marriage.
What's the wrestler's name again? It's spelled.
Oh, you know what? The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, Dusty Rhodes. Okay.
Put Virgil Runnels if it's easier for you.
I remember when I first found that out, I was like, wow.
And Marty Lundy. Yes, dude.
The American Dream, Bertha Runnels. He couldn't probably say his own name. It's very difficult to do.
Cody Rhodes, take me home to the place.
Cody Rhodes. I'm not expecting you to do it that fast. Don't worry.
What you want your name to be, baby?
She's over tapping with all her fingers on her phone.
She is.
She got steam coming out of her ears. Oh, it's initializing its ears.
I can't wait
to see what that says.
I'm telling you, she's quick. I saw you did two new ones yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do no new ones.
They got motion to them. Yeah, look them up.
I haven't been social mediaing.
I don't want to spurl it for you. Spur.
That's what we should. Yeah, we should do a catching up with Paige's social media. Let's see if she listened to us about the AI.
Let's see if you got more babies than more pictures.
Oh my God, Paige, what? And
she like a.
You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Is she like a witch in one?
No.
Is that the one?
Vampire.
That vampire, that's what it was. Evil ass bloodsucker.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
You'd be an ass biting vampire.
I do love. See, you make it sound like you're a prostitute for real. Because look, you got this picture that says Trixie's back. That was the character she played as the prostitute in the movie. And she's dancing with some guy. But then. You scroll down here and it says, I do love my male client.
Jesus.
Like, you need to put some differential on there that was a movie you played in and you're not a.
Why do you sound like a hooker so much?
A lady for hire.
I don't know what this. I don't think it understood it.
Well, what did it do? Did it do a video or a picture?
It's a picture, but it's. dude,
it probably made the cartoon Hercules black. So he's like a ripped up black bodybuilder.
You know what they did do? They made the nerdy version of the Nutty Professor white for some reason, but everyone else is black. And it's like a what do you call it? What's it called? Anime. But like there's mom and dad. That's pretty amazing.
That, yeah, but like, the quality that is, like, that's like a premium AI app.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You must be forking out the big bucks for that one.
That's
like it looks like when somebody makes Trump as a baby, but it's Trump's head. Like that style of AI.
Oh yeah.
Where he's playing baseball and he strikes out.
Little baby Trump.
They make a Xi Jinping baby.
Xi Jinping.
And they're just sitting there hanging out.
Yeah, like, does he have, you know, he's probably got that little cochlear implant or whatever where he can, like, instantly hear in his ear the translation.
Well, I was always wondering if they have those or when Trump calls them from the Oval because he's got two desk phones.
Yeah.
If there's a translator that listens in or if it just automatically does it.
Hope he doesn't pick up the wrong phone and try to call him.
Let me call Russia real quick. Let me call Poots. Pootsie. What are you doing in the Ukraine?
Pootie, I need some help with BB. Why am I talking like Dusty Rhodes? Trump.
I don't know.
Did you get rid of the pee video? Please tell me you did.
Oh, God, I forgot about
that. We don't want the pee video coming back out, Poots. Somebody say pee, baby.
Poof. Vladimir Putin.
Poof. You mean to tell me there's a leader whose last name is Poot? That runs the country? I'm Colonel Diarrhea, and I run Guantanamo, baby.
Guantanamo.
Guantanamo.
The Bay of Guantanamo. When we come back.
I know. I kind of don't want to take a break right now because I'm getting warmed up.
We're going to see how Balky from Perfect Strangers is doing. And check in with him.
He's doing better than the other Perfect Stranger. I can't think of his name right now.
Larry.
Yeah, God dang it.
I can't remember his full name. Why is that? He had allegations or is he dead?
He just didn't do much after Perfect Strangers. Now we're down to Bosom Buddy because Peter Scolari passed away years ago.
Yes, he did.
Which was Morris's dad from Camp Nowhere.
And he was also on Newhart as well.
Yep. I just good on that. The other guy, I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, he kind of just faded off.
It was like Ron Howard. What happened to Ronnie Howard?
Ronnie Howard is still directing movies. Probably living off his daughter's money now. Bronson Pinchot.
Balky.
Oh, Mark Lynn Baker. That's the guy. That was Larry. Was. Oh, wow, dude. That's crazy.
He looks a lot older now, right?
Yeah, he looks like... who was...
this was late 80s.
Heavyset guy, played in a rock band, had a long, big
Meatloaf.
Mustache.
Meatloaf.
And he,
Chris Stapleton.
And he lent his sperm to a bunch of lesbians.
Oh, God.
Who was it?
He was on Roseanne from time to time.
It's not Bob Boatwright, is it? No.
David Crosby.
Yes.
That's who he looks like.
Crosby Show.
He looks like David.
Wait a minute. Why does David Crosby have a black family? It's the Crosby Show.
It's the Crosby Show. Paige.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to make the cast of Perfect Strangers Asian next with Paige's AI. Good morning, everybody.
The app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Hang on. Nope.
Oh.
That ain't the right one.
Is that not the right one?
No, I just typed in the title and I forgot to check the band.
What a stupid moron.
This is dumbass.
You big dummy.
Hang on, that big dummy. Here, this is the one I want.
I sent you that one yesterday. There you go.
It's the wrong afterlife.
A little A7X.
Yeah. A little Sinister Gates, yeah. A little Zachy.
They still tour. That.
Yeah.
I'd love to go see them again.
They take a while between albums and touring, just like some bands.
A fellow by the name of M. Shatters.
M. Shatters.
He's so cool.
Well.
That voice, man, all this years of screaming.
Yeah. We had him booked for a birthday bash that time, and he had to cancel because of vocal strains.
Could you imagine how big that would have been? You yell on Backcountry and other songs.
Oh, yeah.
That Nightmare. I'm your fun nightmare. That's what he says, fun.
Your freaking nightmare.
Does he say that in the song? Is this like a Monster Magnet situation?
It says flipping.
God dang it.
You're a flipping nightmare.
He switched it. Monster Magnet, like, I'm going to buy the CD because he says MF-er. He does not.
What a great song, man. I don't belong here. I gotta move on here.
I am trying to find a bluegrass cover of this song, and it does not exist.
Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect bluegrass song.
Paige, make it for him.
Can you play the mandolin? Can you fiddle a little?
Can I fiddle?
I can play the violin.
I'll bring my violin, and if you can fix it for me.
I just said it. It's like the same time.
And this year's going to.
I was in strings.
I took orchestra.
Fat boy, you
was that the meme I was showing you earlier, where the which still holds up, by the way, that the a buddy of mine posted that dads during prom season are showing their daughters off like their FHM cover models.
Yes, yes.
Like, man, Jesus,
the skirts have gotten very, very, very short on these graduation photos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have, man. Like, showing a lot of leg, and sometimes you're showing the, I don't want to say, but, you know.
But.
Bottom of the ass a little bit.
Yeah. Like, they're very short. They're very provocative. These are college, obviously.
Maybe it feels different when you're a female, like, dressing like that. You feel kind of, you know, if you look good, you feel good. But if I'm a guy and I, like, if my shorts too short and I feel like one's going to hang out, I start to get a little nervous.
It's like, you said that. I start to get a little nervous.
It's like, I got a ball hanging out. Like, you don't want to do that. But the girls, like, if something blows up and you see a little cheek, they're like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
No matter if dad or grandpa or uncle's around.
Some of them are just, they don't care. Like, there was some girl that her bottom was literally hanging out at the mall. And
why don't you take a picture?
It sounds worse that way.
She was with her parents, and I was thinking, why wouldn't you, or like family, like some of them all travel in a pack.
Bottom's hanging out.
Hey, your bottom's hanging out, girl.
Because I was standing there.
If you saw a girl, like, let's say she had big, voluptuous breasts. Mm-hmm. Nice. She's sitting there, and she's trying something on in a store or whatever. And, like, let's say the top of her nipple was hanging out. Would you?
Top of it? Absolutely.
How would you say it? Like, it's me. What would you say?
I would say, would you like to take this to the dressing room with you? Because I think you need to go and fix yourself.
You're like, are you trying to steal a football?
I ain't trying to steal a girl. I'm
do they ever ask you in there to help fit?
Yes.
Really? Do you go?
I used to all the time when I was stylist. I used to just dress all kinds of people.
Was it good, though? It's probably half the time maybe it was good.
Yeah, most of my clients are really good. I mean, I've even done men in women's outfits.
They're like, Paige, could you come in here and help me with my bra?
Keep talking. I'm texting with someone.
No, I don't take people's underwear off.
I wasn't being facetious. I really am.
I would zip up their dresses. I would make sure it's fit. And
Okay. Yeah, but they really are short.
And when they got rid of Michael Kors, I really was upset because...
Well, when the mountains turn blue, it means it's good to drink. if that's the same.
So then I decided to go back to cosmetics.
My friend's mom had a dildo. She called the silver bullet.
What are we talking about? Two different things.
Seriously.
You're doing your nose like that.
The silver bullet. That's what they called it.
Heavy boy.
She was a vampire.
When you used to have the dildo company and you had these parties.
But that could kill her.
The brown bag was great, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because people like to, you know, go shop in secret.
Yes.
And some of these bags are pretty big.
I wanted to do one of those big parties at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, but because of the clear bags, I was not allowed to do that.
Can't do it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They had to shop in anonymity.
Right.
Anonymity.
Yeah, which was odd because the transaction room would usually be the people's bedroom of the house that was hosting the party.
That was strange.
Yeah.
Then I'm out here, you know, it's awkward because everybody's waiting for their turn to go back.
Yeah.
And then you'd play some kind of game, whatever, dildo trivia. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was fun.
And you would ask me, how come I'm not buying anything? I go, well, because I got one at home. I'm married.
It was me and the other lady that hosted it. You know, she would be in the back room facilitating the sales. I'm up here hosting dildo trivia in the living room.
Yeah.
The best.
It was a fun little thing. Did you go with me to the one at the did one at a bar in Hendersonville?
Yes.
Oh boy, that was wild, man.
Then we went to Legal Grounds. Remember, we went there for one too.
Yeah.
Ralston.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Can we sell dildos at your bar? We had big tubs of dildos.
It was a great idea, and it, you know.
What fizzled? What?
Made There's some hot women showing business. Up too. He sold out.
Well, I mean. That in itself, going to people's houses to do these things.
Dude, that's what Mary meant when she says, I don't like his job, but I like his success. I'm not proud of what he does. He sells rubber goobers.
You know what the funny thing is? She never knew.
Oh. What? Never?
Nope.
That's not an inkling. Anything I would reveal.
Like, you didn't leave anything behind by accident?
No, I didn't live there with her at the time.
What's that fell out of your expedition, Matthew?
Matthew, what's I found that? This long dart.
Did you go buy a hammer somewhere?
What is this? This is like something they'd use in Afghanistan. What is this?
If he wants. Oh, boy. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we were talking about AI a moment ago.
Bubba Chuck.
And I just want to let you know that there's actually something out there that could help you, boys. Oh. It's called a... It's the Toilet Tech Poop Check app, which means
poop check.
The app allows you to take pictures of your dookie.
Oh my god!
So AI.
I love that the story says that. Though.
Can analyze the images and provide quote a daily gut health source.
Could you put these in your own words and not just read from the teleprompter page?
Why didn't we think of this years ago?
What?
We had already been doing this like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Except we didn't know. We just pontificated.
Yeah.
We didn't know for sure where it came from.
Like, oh no, I got corn disease, whatever that is.
Yeah.
You can't digest corn.
No, he was talking about it on his feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
In your poo. That'll travel. All right. So basically, this is a strange social media network where they have like over 150,000 users.
Oh,
so what
my
they
God.
Do is they compete.
It's a fetish community at that point.
On a digital leaderboard and publicly share pictures. And their captions are like,
that's
looks
awful.
Like Play-Doh or something else on there. And there.
Looks like Turd Ferguson's in the lead. However, they would get Mara Rileno to...
And they
announce it.
So why would you do that? Well, they're scrolling through the feed that offers medical advice. And some even try to guess if their peers have parasites.
Take your ass to the doctor.
Oh, parasites. Now the doctors are like, I don't want to mess with this stuff. Send it in. Mail it to us.
Ugh.
If you have a padded envelope, send it over to Paywood Center.
If it doesn't,
padded envelope.
If it's uncomfortable, if it burns... If it hurts, see a doctor.
Yeah.
If it burns, hurts, or squirts?
Yeah, see a doctor.
Call 300-HURT. This could be a scam idea. We have to remember this.
You won't do them anymore.
Yeah, we got to. Like, once a week we can, you know, niche out of time.
I'm fine for that.
Carve out some time.
I would love to carve out some time.
And let's bang out some new ones, man.
Yeah, see what you think.
I want to catch up with Evelyn, too. Uh-huh. Won't you try to tell me, dude?
Still have her number?
Yeah, I think we do. We got a folder somewhere. We got the Rolodex that has Lou Ferrigno's number in it.
Oh, man.
And Corey Feldman.
I like Corey.
And you know he didn't change his number.
No.
There's no way.
No.
He
hopes Michael's
nice.
Still alive and he'll call him one day.
But it's going to be us?
Michael. Well, Paige, I think that is I'm with Fat Boy. This is not for health. This is for people's
for
share.
For entertainment purposes
awful.
Only.
Pictures and not be charged with something. Yeah, like the breastfeeding videos.
Oh my God. Now, look, you just said it. You just have to say the words, and the algorithms are going to flood with breastfeeding videos.
Let's see if it works.
And it's really weird because some of these, they do it in big box retailers, and the boob is so big and long that like the kid's like grabbing it, like, you know, like he's holding a fruit to his mouth when he's sitting in the cart.
God, you're weird, man.
It's just, if I saw that in the store, I'd be like, you gotta cover that up. I mean, look, I'm all for feeding your kid that way, but when the whole thing's out and the kid's like, you know, eating from 2 feet away.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to go to the bathroom or throw a blanket on it or something. Damn.
Yeah.
Your hooter's too long. It's like if you put a cue ball on the sock and it's just hanging
falling
there.
Out the bottom.
God, if you go, can you go to a breast augmentation and make your boobs shorter? Because they're too tall.
You got long knockers.
You can get implants to fill them out.
Oh.
You want the what do they call it? Gummy bear implant?
Yeah.
Just give me something I can shorten it with. Just pull the skin back. So they cut a little slit in the shoulder, and they just pull it up.
Put a dial on each shoulder blade where you can just turn
it. Tighten
it
up.
Tighten it up a little bit.
With little bungee cords?
Yeah.
Okay. You have ideas.
Money long like Jordan.
Well, the best thing to do to not get long is to wear a good bra.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, support.
Yeah, but, you know, and then some women do it backwards because they don't want you to know they've got big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
So they wear the minimizer bras and then the sports bras, and they smash them down.
Mm.
And that's not good for them.
Yeah, sometimes if it doesn't fit, it cut into your shoulders. You don't want to do that.
You're going to make some hanging. Plus, if you got big ones and you wear bralettes, I mean, that's pointless. That can't be comfortable.
Okay, I may be getting, and that's very interesting. I may be getting scammed here. Remember I told you I was texting back and forth with somebody? Oh, yeah. So the initial text said,
send us money.
No, it says, I need some help here. How do I tell my dad that I'm not going to graduate?
Oh, no.
But I don't know if it's a...
Oh.
I don't know if it's high school, or I don't know if it's college, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
Yeah, we don't know.
Trying to get him to call in.
Surely it's real, right? Because if you were talking to him earlier and still talking to him, then somebody's really concerned about something.
Well, they've only responded twice.
I couldn't imagine how they feel to find out that you didn't make the grade.
Yeah, we can work on it. If you want to pass me the number, I can...
What's on the screen right there?
I can harass him. I don't have access to that one anymore.
Oh, for real?
Maybe it's a temporary logout.
Oh. I know. I thought... did you see the email yesterday? I thought we got fired. They took our bio off the website. I was like, whoa, wait a minute now.
Yeah, how are you going to know about us? You should listen to the effing show. That might help.
Well, I was like, oh, I need to...
Fun. That's what I meant. Fun.
I want to go and... I want to change something on my bio. And I go look for my bio, and I don't have a bio anymore.
Oh, because he lost the weight. You want to change the picture?
You don't have one either.
Mine's gone?
Paige has one only.
Yeah. How do you just have one?
We were going to come in this morning. Our FOBs are not going to work.
Oh, I don't have one either.
I saw yours yesterday.
Who's trying to wipe our existence away?
Probably Stoneman.
You don't exist on the internet anymore, fatty.
Like, according to the internet, we don't exist except for our social media.
Well.
But this kid, though, he's, I don't know if it's a real kid or not. We'll try.
I'd hate to call the number and it's like, I was pranking you, old man. I love the show.
Uh-huh, John Boy Billy Roll.
I graduated years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll call it. I'll call it for real. I'll call it a lot. I will harass the person on the other end.
Call it a lot. All right, we'll do some open phones next if we get that or if we get you. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.